Crezi tu,
of March 2020, part 9. The title is Nothing is Greater Than the Love of Our Father. When I realized that neither the patriarchs nor the prophets had been able to make me known and loved by man, I decided to come myself. But how could I come among them? There was no other way than to come myself in the second person of my divinity. Would men know me? Would they listen to me? Nothing in the future was hidden from me. I myself answered these two questions. They will ignore my presence, even though they will be near me. In my son they will treat me cruelly, notwithstanding all the good he will do for them. In my son they will speak ill of me. They will crucify me to bring about my death. Shall I stop because of this? No. My love for my children, men, is too great. I did not stop there. Understand well that I loved you, as it were, more than my beloved son, or rather, more than myself. What I am telling you is so true that, if one of my creatures had been enough to atone for the sins of other men through a life and death similar to those of my son, I would have hesitated. Why? Because I would have betrayed my love by making a beloved creature suffer, rather than suffering myself in my son. I would never have wished my children to suffer. This is a deep look into the loving and noble heart of our Father. He knew what man would do with him in his son, and yet he did not hesitate to take upon himself all the suffering for the love to us. On our own path, we often do not know what is coming towards us, and with God's help, we learn to carry the situation that happens in our lives. Probably we would be frightened, and perhaps we would also try to avoid them if we knew about the suffering, difficulties, or even persecutions, if such are waiting for us. This is how God in His wisdom has arranged it, though that we usually do not know exactly, but day by day receive the strength to carry it when we reach out for it. It is different with God. So it can once again be clearer to us what God has taken upon himself with full intention and comprehensive knowledge. So we did not simply hit him unprepared, as it often happens to us, but he took it upon himself in all knowledge. These are also things that we know and have often already heard. But the point is that the actions of God should touch our heart, melt it, so that the gratitude to God becomes even greater, and so that the heart becomes completely awake for Him. And again, we hear His declaration of love. God does not only speak through His deeds, but He also gives Himself to us in His Word. He expresses his love in a very personal way and shows us that he loves us more than himself. He would never have expected a person to accept the dimension of sacrifice which he made for us in his son, which he would have understood as a betrayal of his love. And, what is still important for our contemplation, God did not want that his children are suffering. especially the last sentence, need to be deeply internalized, because we are often asked why there is suffering in the world, and in this context, the existence of God is sometimes questioned or even rejected. This is a very sensitive point, because especially when the suffering extends to children, or when people are simply affected without having anything to do with the original evil, like war, pestilence, other epidemics, persecution, and the relationship of trust with God does not yet exist or is shaken, the question about suffering and about God can be difficult to answer. But we are able to give an answer if we firmly believe that God does not want the suffering of man. The existential great suffering and guilt in which has fallen man, God has taken upon himself in Jesus. From this point of departure, we can then try to make transparent our faith and that the suffering is a consequence of sin, into which all men are taken because we have lost paradise. But then it is above all necessary to show with what love our Father calls people home and tries to keep them from bad ways, abuse their dignity and God-given freedom. Especially in these times, which are determined by the spreading pandemic, it is important to give people the clear message of faith. Otherwise, there is no hope. One pandemic may come and be replaced by another. Nothing is safe for man except God. This can be learned and also communicated. To all who listen to us, let people experience the redemption of Christ in our lives. It is important to avoid unnecessary harshness in preaching and in religious talking, as well as to trivialize the truth. The emphasis is on proclaiming the love of the Father, as our Lord himself has done and as the Father wants us to understand, also through this message. If people do not understand this, or even do not want to understand, our testimony cannot be done by force, but we can always accompany them in prayer.
In today's song, we want to honor the cross of our Lord, this wonderful way of salvation that God has opened for us, with the following words of the Byzantine liturgy. We adore your cross, O Lord, and we praise your holy resurrection.
Christu,
Slavim. scrie.